Well, good evening. We're so glad that you've joined us for the web event tonight. I think it's going to be crazy awesome. I have with me a good friend of mine, Angela Greenick, who honestly, I think is the wildest, craziest, most passionate evangelist I know as far as just getting out into some of the darkest places on the face of the earth and releasing the love of Jesus Christ that transformed. So, Angela Greenick, we are so excited to have you with us tonight.
I'm so happy to be home because I'm with men and women of God that are pursuing Him with such a passion and a desire. And this is where we're at right now. We have got to take it up to the next level.
Uh-huh.
And Patricia and I, we were really blessed today and got rocked by God because we did a couple programs. But we just get excited when you start to talk about the power and the bam, the glory of God. And so I just want to open up and be me. But I tell everybody, y'all need to get this. We run this town. Satan has no reign, no authority. We give him nothing at all. You give him nothing. Because you know why? Even though I cannot stand up, y'all are sitting down. I'm throwing out G.I. Joe. Come on. The first time they came out, they were honestly, listen, it's true. This is really quick. The first time.
You got to tell our audience over the air what you just threw out.
Okay, I just threw G.I. Joe's because G.I. Joe says no one's half the battle. So it was awesome many years ago with Heidi Baker, and everybody is on Facebook with G.I. Joe's and their cereal. So Heidi calls and says, Angela, I do her pretty well, by the way. Angela, I don't understand. There's G.I. Joe's everywhere, and they're in the cereal. And I go, Heidi, it's the breakfast of champions. And I can tell you, they go all over the world, and people have written me hundreds, really thousands of letters. And they said, at my most desperate time, I saw the G.I. Joe, I saw the army, because we are the army of God. We are the bride of Christ, but we are the army of God.
Yeah, we are. Angela, when I first met you, it was actually as a result of getting connected with the whole testimony of Rebecca.
Yep.
Who had been in Satanism, in fact, very deeply in Satanism, and had been groomed for the fifth bride of Satan.
Yes.
And I had heard from a friend of mine in Amsterdam, Melina, that we will see in a few moments on the screen, that she had mentioned the whole story, and I was so touched by God. Mm-hmm. I was so touched to hear the story about how this dear girl got delivered and set free, because for any of you that know anything about Satanism, it is brutal. People that get involved with it are abused, they're wounded, they live in fear. It is a very horrible thing. It's a trap. It goes from one degree of being trapped to another, and it's very difficult for them to get out because they're bound by fear and and the darkness, and there's heavy spirits, you know, demons and that. But love is fearless.
Yes, it is.
And that's what you're filled with, is love. Mm-hmm. And it's like you've never stopped being childlike.
Never.
But you just go and release that love of Jesus in such a disarming way to so many. But what I want to do is I want to play the original footage that we took of your story and Rebecca's story. Mm-hmm. I think you're all going to really enjoy it. For those of you that are watching on the web event tonight, you're going to be really touched by this testimony of how Rebecca was delivered out of Satanism. Here we go. We'll take it over there now.
Hi, Patricia. I'm here in Amsterdam, Holland, with this amazing woman named Angela. Angela used to join the New York Mafia. She was a prostitute and addicted to drugs. But something happened and Jesus came into her life. Right now, she travels worldwide to preach the gospel and to tell all of the people of the everlasting love of Jesus Christ.
I remember meeting Rebecca, and I brought our team with me, just a small team with me. And they were like, you know, Ange, is it going to be like a poltergeist? And I go, no, I don't think so. Because God is God and Satan is not. And there is no demon that is going to come into this ground that we are on, because it's holy ground, because God wants to get this little girl saved. It is about her soul going to hell or to heaven. And that's why we were there. And so I knew before she even got there, because the darkness was so prevalent. Those Christians out there, you know what I'm talking about. You can feel it in your very being. And when she came onto the property, darkness, it was like hordes of hell were there. And yet there were angels bringing her in.
When I drove onto the property, there was angels everywhere, and I was freaking out. I thought I had overdosed on my heroin, really. And it was horrible. But at the same time, I felt a peace. It was weird. The door flings open without me touching it, because at the time I was influenced, of course, by the demonic activity that was living inside of me.
The front door flung open, and I wanted her to know immediately, I don't think so, babe. Because your darkness is not going to come into the light. Because she needed to know that God was God and that Satan was not.
She sits me down on the table, and I had all my garb on.
She had a very large marking on her arm, a tattoo, which stated who she was. And so what that meant was, see, we're all marked with a destiny. Whether you're a Christian or you're into Satanism, you're marked. And because she was going to become the fifth bride of Satan, she had already had her element marked on her arm. So that when people saw her in the natural or by the spirit, they would know who she was, that she had great authority in the spirit realm.
I was pitch black in my eyes, and she told me names and dates and things that nobody should have known.
Her eyes were so pitch black, it was like there was no white at all. And as I started talking to her, this little girl cried out.
The demons were taking over me, and I screamed, please help me, with all that I could, because I couldn't be influenced. I couldn't sit under the anointing that she was having around her.
The Lord just chose to ride in on me as a donkey, just a vessel he uses. But she got saved that day.
She's like, well, I've got to go. You can either give their life to Jesus, or you can give your soul to Satan, and he'll drag your soul right to hell. And then she prayed for me, and yeah, they had sheets over their couches and tapes over the doors because they didn't know what was going to happen.
She had a real hard time saying Jesus, because as soon as you speak the name Jesus, everything has to bow before him. And I knew that she was relinquishing all power of darkness when she said his name. And at first it was like, oh, and she couldn't speak it. And I said, you will say his name, Jesus, now. And as soon as I said that, it was like the hordes pulled back and she screamed the name of Jesus. And this shot, I'm telling you, was like a shaft of light hit her. And she was totally transformed.
She gave me a deliverance, and I remember her touching my forehead and putting a cross symbol, and I blacked out, and then I woke up, and I felt like 90% of my body was left me, and I was filled with the Holy Spirit, and I started speaking in tongues, and I was drunk also.
We let Satan know that the blood of Christ is over this child, and every door that was open, you have no authority to come back in. And then she got baptized immediately in the Holy Spirit. And then we had to carry her out. She was speaking in tongues, and she was laughing and weeping. And I know that's what Jesus sees every time someone comes out of darkness into the light. You don't have to come out of that type of a darkness. But whatever prison you're in, when you come out of darkness into the light, you'll know that you are free and that you are loved. And your whole life changes. And that's what happened to our girl.
I'm so amazed by Angela's story. It proves to me that God is a true God and that he loves us with an everlasting love. This is Melina Beckman in Holland, reporting for Extreme Prophetic Television.
That is the story of God's love touching a life. And what else is really beautiful is that, Angela, you just didn't, you know, pray for her to receive Jesus and then left her. You took her in as your own.
Yeah.
She's your spiritual daughter. And
yes.
That was 11 years ago.
Yes.
And now She has been mentored by you, mm-hmm. had lots of deliverance ministry, because it's a heavy thing. There's layers of yes. ministry that is needed, and the yeah. renewing of the mind when yes. when you've been raised in that kind of an atmosphere and mm-hmm. have been doing some of the horrific
Absolutely.
Things that
she
had done. Had, yes. had to do. And yes. But you just took her under your wings, and you weren't afraid of her responses, her mm-hmm. reactions, her processes. You just loved her to life.
Oh, yeah.
And now today, she is an evangelist oh. leading thousands of people to the Lord, and this beautiful woman of God. She's going to be speaking at our Women on the Front Lines
oh,
conference
I'm so
in
excited.
Amsterdam coming
I'm so
up this
excited.
March.
It's yeah. going to be amazing.
And thank you, because like a lot of Christians even, they don't have the boldness of faith or mm. the perfect love that casts out fear, you know,
yeah.
to be able to take something like that on. But you were tenacious, and
oh, yeah.
not only for her, but you've released thousands
yeah.
from the grips of satanic cults and mm-hmm. that, haven't you?
And it's just really amazing, because everybody has a different gift, but that's just my gift. But it really, I believe, because of the way I was brought up and in so much darkness, like Melena stated a little bit, you know, my family's mafia, drug addict, prostitute, stripper, you know, I was murderous in the spirit. Mm-hmm. And but then I got saved.
Yeah.
And I knew immediately once that happened that everything would shift. Because I tell people, I used to work for Satan, I work for God.
Yeah.
And ain't nothing ever taken me back in that darkness. But I'm going to bring as many out of the darkness into the light. And
yeah.
and we just, there's a momentum building, because mm-hmm. darkness is among us. Jesus said in the last days that we would be, the covering of darkness would. But he would say, but when the light shines, it always trumps darkness. Why? Because God's God and Satan's not.
That's
right.
Why.
And this is our time to rise up and do something.
Exactly. And when you've come out of that kind of a darkness, mm-hmm. like, you know the power and the authority of God
yes.
in that place. And so with, you know, yourself, of course, you know, so you've got
yeah.
absolute confidence that you can
oh,
go
yeah.
in, because you've seen God do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And with Rebecca, one of the things I notice, because I know her a little, I've had
yeah.
some interaction with her, and she was a seer. As a Satanist, she could really see into the unseen dimension, so she could see all the demons and mm-hmm. the demonic activity and that. But now she's a seer in the kingdom of God,
yeah.
and she sees
yeah.
angels and
yeah.
all kinds of activity
yeah.
in the spirit, as well as she can discern the demonic. And I just want to say
key.
This right now, is
mm-hmm.
that we're going to be hosting, I'm going to be teaching a course right here in our studio in February, called Discerning Angels and Other
Come
Heavenly
on.
Beings. And I think it's really, really important for
mm-hmm.
the body of Christ to get trained
yes.
on the supernatural.
Absolutely.
And so that is one aspect that we want to get you trained in. I think maybe we had a brochure up on the screen for you to see. So that's the Discerning of Angels and Other
mm-hmm.
Heavenly Beings. You can go on our website and find out more information on how to connect with that particular course. And we're going to be webcasting it as well, so that we can reach the nations with that teaching. But
it's important.
But you have a great gift of the discerning of spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're operating in these realms,
mm-hmm.
you know, with going in, like with boldness into covens and you know, you've gone into conventions where there's spirit mediums and stuff like that, and satanic high priests.
I'm getting fired up here. Keep
but
going.
It's like you
go.
Discern, first of all, in you,
yeah.
the boldness of the Spirit of
yeah.
God in you,
yes.
so that when you discern the darknesses around you, it doesn't move you.
Oh, no. And you know what? So we're laughing, but I'm like, if you kill me, I'll raise myself and bring myself back, because I know I can. Because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It sounds kind of funny, but when I started to get a mindset of really renewing my mm-hmm. mind and going into these places, and it's so critical, because we're in a season right now where we've got to grab the bodies, the body, but we have to grab the word and really start to become the body of Christ.
Yes.
And we need that prophetic. We need the angelic. We need to understand. You know, people don't understand. Angels aren't like knee-high to a grasshopper. These guys are 50, 60 feet big. They are weapons of mass destruction. Mm-hmm. And we need to start utilizing and understanding that darkness can't move if the angels are there. There's a positioning. Yep. And there's a power struggle that goes on. Mm-hmm. But that's why God gives us the different levels of the angelic to take out the demonic of, you know, the demonic levels as well.
Exactly. You know, a lot of times, you know, Christians will be a little bit afraid of the supernatural and, you know, moving into the realms of the gifts and things like that. But, you know, when you read the Bible, it's not just a book of doctrine.
Oh, no.
It is a book of, it's supernatural just about on every page to see the exploits of God and the way that God interacts with his people.
Yes.
And so I think it's important that if we're going to do the works of Jesus, to not just be another religious group or, you know, just a gathering of people who do a service just like anybody else who's in a group, but we have power that we can believe God for intervention, for miracles.
Yes.
I mean, we've seen just even a couple this week of miracles that took place just a couple of days ago where people who had pain and their back wasn't moving and, you know, things were bothering their bodies immediately got set free. Well, we have an expectation for that because that's the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And so I feel that we're going to see more and more Christians move in the power that God has given.
Exactly.
And I also see that there's going to be a real emphasis on training and equipping and mobilizing.
His
conferences are great.
Yes.
And we need more of them. We need to come together and get empowered and encouraged, refreshed.
Yes.
But it's unto something, isn't it? So that we can go out and do the works of the ministry. Tell us about the equipping that you do and the opportunities that you give people to activate. Because you've got, this is a DVD people can get on your website. It's called Redeeming His Bride.
Yes.
And of course, as you and Rebecca on it, tells the story a lot of the deliverance that she went through. But you actually have training courses in deliverance and in evangelism and taking the Lord into those dark places.
Well, I knew once Rebecca came out, it was like, come out wherever you are, because it was darkness everywhere. I mean, it was more and more people just coming. And I knew that God was really calling me to start getting people trained. And I realized I had to work smarter, not harder.
Mm-hmm.
And I was here a few years back, and Shirley was like, you need to get some training DVDs. I was like, oh, okay. So I did.
Yeah.
And so, no, really. And so, but I know that they help people because we're equipping with the Word of God, with the power of God, but with the authority of God. And I want to just take a minute here because in Luke 4, but I just want to take this, but it's one of the most greatest chapters because it talks about Jesus when he was tempted and the things that he went through with Satan. But Jesus always came back with the word. As long as you speak the word of God and you start decreeing and you stand for truth and justice, God will move. I just don't have fear. I go into the occult camps. I was sharing earlier today, I had one of your intercessors on the phone. I was in Oregon at an occult festival. And this high priestess, I just started talking to her because that's what we do. And I was holding her, and so I'm on the phone with your intercessor. She's falling. She goes, what is this? I go, this is how I said, oh, Shug, that's the Holy Ghost. And she's like, I've never felt anything like that. I said, because you operate in darkness. I was able to lead her to the Lord. I was on the
elevator while you were on the phone.
And so, it's just crazy how we just have to take and seize that moment. I think sometimes, honestly, Patricia, sometimes too big, too small, too big, too small.
Yeah.
We try to, what am I going to do? And God says, just go. Like, I feel it. I'm like, God, I am the least in the kingdom. But I'm a donkey every day, tied up saying, Master, where do you want to go today? I'm a servant.
You're available to him.
Yes.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And I'm ready. Because, look, I really know this is of the Lord. I want to take a second, if I can, to read this.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in Jude is such an amazing chapter. I encourage you to read it because it talks about how the church is falling into universalism even back then. And we're on the wall. We are paying attention. We are watchmen. We are gatekeepers. And I just keep hearing, but it says, to him who is able to keep you from falling, I've given you all power and authority to subdue the enemy and take dominion. And that goes back into Genesis 3. But power is dunamis. It's visible. It's in the natural. That's why there are healings. But it's EXOMSIA.
Excessius.
Yes, excessius. It's authority. It's totally different. And God says, because it has a king's anointing on it. It's very different. So we always have people healed, but I always have people delivered because God says, you're a carrier of my glory. It's a different oil mm-hmm. that you carry. But people say, well, how did you get that? And I say, I don't know. I just got on my face before God and said, God, if you can use me, I'll go. I'm available. And when I was watching Rebecca, I just want to cry. Because it's like I went back in time for that 1 second. And I thought, my gosh, what if I just was too busy or didn't go? Or,
yeah, exactly.
Or didn't have what I needed. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you're not going to have maybe everything you think you need. But can I encourage you, the Holy Spirit in you will give you exactly what you need. But you just got to trust Him.
You know, I just feel that... there's people being delivered right now. As you were speaking, I could just feel like the anointing to set captives free being released. And so if you're watching or if you're in the room right now and you've got an area that you want to be set free in, just receive His love in that area because it's so powerful, so dynamic, and chains are falling off right now. And I believe that there's miracles of deliverance. Now, I want us to share about something, and that's the area of pornography.
Okay.
As most people know, our ministry works a lot with anti-trafficking, and so we deliver children out of being sex slaves.
Yes.
Primarily, we work over in Thailand, Cambodia. Mm-hmm. But when you see children being used in that way, it just there's something that just tears you up inside. That the justice call makes you rise up. You have to do something about it. The truth is that a lot of young girls specifically in our nation are being recruited in the schools through boyfriends, through different, pimps and that, escort services, pornography films and things like that. It's happening all the time, even right in this area.
Oh yeah.
It's happened, okay? Happens regularly. We have strip clubs in our area. You don't have to go too far to see these issues. I had a dream just this last week, a prophetic dream on Saturday morning, and it was very, very vexing. Mm. And in the dream, I saw that pornography was going to become just like almost normal, like even in the church. People would come out of the closet right now. If people are involved in pornography, they are somewhat ashamed of it, or they want to keep it hidden for the most part. But the Lord showed me that even in the church, people were going to come out of the closet more with it and just think, oh, this is just normal. Oh, it's just fine. It's even fine inside of a marriage. It's okay. Or, porn flicks. Oh, it's just another genre of movies. It's fine. But you see, that is such a deception because the seed of it in there, it destroys lives. It is very addictive. And actually, what fuels child sex trafficking is the pornographic industry.
Absolutely.
People get addicted, then they want more and more and more. Mm-hmm. And people who never even dreamt of engaging in pedophilia can easily walk into that because of the momentum. It's demonic. It's an unclean spirit over that whole thing. And sexuality is so beautiful. Mm-hmm. So holy and so pure when it's inside of marriage. And I think that's what the enemy hates, God wants it so pure and beautiful, and the enemy wants to destroy it. He wants to take the beauty of it, corrupt it, and that's why you see the fruit of it so bad.
Yes.
So what we're doing, just in a few days, actually, we're going to be going into Vegas to a porn convention.
Come on.
Where 25,000 people gather there from all over the world. They pay a good price to get in there. We have rented a booth right smack in the middle of the convention to share the love of Jesus.
Yes.
Because sometimes people are trapped in that industry. And I've worked a lot in the strip clubs and things like that. So I know when you get the girls in the back room and, you've been involved in that scene, you know what they're going through. It's not something that you wake up one morning and say, oh, my whole ambition in life is to be a prostitute.
That's not what
girls want. We know that we're made for more than that.
Yes.
And so it's going to be a blessing to go into this dark place and just love, not judge. We're not there to judge. We're there to love and to see people come to know Jesus through that love. But you have not only been into really large, intense porn conventions, but you also go into a porn festival in San Francisco. And I want you to just share a little bit about that and how God moves inside of that. As gross as it is, how God moves inside of that.
Well, it's called a Folsom Street Fair. It's in San Francisco. It's been going on for over 30 years. And it is everything of the most devious, darkest, filthiest sex that anyone could ever even think about. There's a 13-block radius. It's a weekend. And I was just there in September of last year. There were over 600,000 people. And my Larry will go, I just don't know how you can go in there. And I just laugh all the time and say, I don't know how I can't. And we've trained people to go in, and we're actually going to be doing something different this year, so I'm very excited, and because we do encounters and stuff. But in the last 2 years, I know we've had over 70, not just deliverances, but people are being healed, but they're being saved. And you have to understand that this is pure sex. They have kids on chains. I mean, this...
Kids on chains?
Yeah, they're, I know
I just
they're
heard about
18.
That in the green room before we came in, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
And this is right in America.
Yeah.
They chain the children up, and...
They walk through the fair, because you can't tell if they're 14 or 20, some kids, you know the look, but you know by the spirit. And it's just, it's a power struggle for the darkness. And so anything goes. And so...
And they're naked, too.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, everybody's naked. Everybody's having sex, you know, and...
Right out in the open.
Right out in the open.
You know, God spoke to me just in this last week, and he keeps saying to me, as in the days of Noah, as in the days of Noah. The thing about days of Noah is it was dark days, and there was a lot of sexual deviation in that day. But that's what we're coming to now. But we need to bring our light into that darkness.
And it's imperative, because I don't think that people realize, even within the church, the pornography's bad. Like, I'm coming across, like, thousands and thousands of marriages that one or the other, it's not just the male, but is really steeped in the pornography. And you don't understand, in Ephesians 1, it talks about your eyes, the windows of the soul, your mind, your will, your emotions. A seducing spirit will sear your mind, and before you know it, you just can't quench that. It's like an alcoholic or a drug addict.
It's a bondage.
It's
defilement. It defiles the purity of your spirit. It goes in through the eye gate into the soul. So when you gaze upon it or use the toys, you know, stuff like that go with it, it's an association that then gets inside your life, and it's a landing strip for the enemy. So other oppression comes, depression and other things that can really take your joy. And like, we were created to be pure. It feels so good.
I know.
It feels so good to be pure. And to not let anything defile that, right?
Why would we, you know?
Yeah.
But it's so beautiful, because I just have this uncommon favor everywhere I go. And God just opens up these doors. I'm like, can you do me a favor? I want to get back in next year, and I'll ask the Lord to set me into strategic places. But to have, you know, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people in a 13-block radius for 7 hours, 8 hours is just uncalled or unheard of. And it's the most filth of filth. Like, I'm in heaven a lot, a war a lot in the second heaven, but I'm also in hell. And there are rooms in hell
I just want to explain that to some people that might be watching that maybe aren't familiar with I'm in heaven and then second heaven
like
and hell.
Like the heaven of
so
God.
So in the Bible, it says that we have access into the heavenly dimensions is what we were made for. Once we come to Jesus Christ, we have actual access into that place. Mm-hmm. And so in your prayers, in your devotion life, you can actually experience God anytime. In those realms.
Yeah.
And also, many times you can also get a glimpse of what is going on in the hellish regions. Mm-hmm. It gives you compassion. Jesus spoke a lot about hell within the Bible, and as discerners, you can sometimes get a glimpse into that place. Mm-hmm. But we keep our eyes on the Lord and on the heavenly. It says that we're seated in the heavenly places in Christ, so we love to have that heavenly perspective.
Yes. But because I think for me it's different because of where I go into. Like, I just know that we're emptying out that chamber down there. That's all I can tell you. Because people are being affected. They are coming out of the darkness. Whether we're in a porn convention or these yeah. type of fairs.
And they're living in hell on earth.
Yes, they are.
And you're going into that realm. It's the you're hell. Going into that yeah. sphere and bringing them out.
Mm-hmm. And it may sound kind of crazy to certain people, but for me personally, it's like, I was born, I just got saved, I got baptized in the fire of the Holy Spirit, I just got married, had kids, like, bam, all in one day. Because I am, like, the happiest person. And I have had television, I've had interviews, and many times my picture taken, and they know I'm a minister, most of the people in there, they know that, and they just love me. And they're like, do you know so-and-so? I'm like, yeah. And because they go, but they know it's love. Because they always ask me, why are you here? You look like something, but you don't look like you kind of belong here. I go, oh, I used to do this. Mm-hmm. But I just love Jesus. Mm-hmm. And I just share the love of Jesus. And it's just amazing how that transforms people's lives. Like, I think sometimes we forget in the book of Joshua 1, it talks about every step you take belongs to God. Mm-hmm. You know, and I just believe we're taking ground for the kingdom.
Amen. And because he lives in us. So everywhere we go, he goes, right?
Yes.
So we can establish him as we move forward. And the world needs love. Like,
oh my gosh.
I see sometimes, you know, it grieves me, but... You know, we talked about earlier mm-hmm. how sometimes you'll see a preacher on a street corner or something, and they're preaching yeah. hell and damnation, condemnation, all that. And it just grieves me because it's not the heart of God.
Yes.
And I'm sure they're thinking in their own mind that they're doing well.
Yes.
But it's like, I thought, no, Jesus said the world will know that we're his disciples by love.
Yes.
And when you have this perfect love, when you
yes.
know perfect love, you don't need to join a satanic coven, that's for sure, because
no.
there's hate there.
Yes.
You don't need to join the witch covens. You don't need to join in with pornography and
that's
unclean
seducing.
Sexual, mm-hmm. you know, deviant
yeah.
stuff. You know, because you've got this atmosphere of his love just filling your life. And
yes.
it's so beautiful. There's nothing like it.
If you're watching right now
and you don't know that love yet,
yeah.
you've never met Jesus Christ as your Savior, you know, It was only 40 years ago, only 40, that I was so messed up. I was in mm-hmm. darkness. I was addicted. I was in bondage in so many emotional areas of my life and mm-hmm. in deception of so yeah. many avenues of deception.
Yeah.
A very confused and broken person.
Mm-hmm.
But God, he just offered himself to me. He said, I love you. I want to come into your life. And when I asked him in, I thought, oh, I feel like such a loser. I don't know if he's going to come in or not. Mm-hmm. But he came and he didn't hesitate. And I could feel all the guilt, all the
Jesus.
Shame, all the sinful past. It was just like, it was just melted away in the fire of his love.
Yes.
That's how much he loves us.
Yes.
And he gave me this brand new life that I've celebrated now for 40 mm-hmm. years. It truly does get better and better and better. And I want this life for you.
Yes.
And if you're watching right now and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior,
mm-hmm.
just ask him to come in and say, Jesus, come into my heart.
Jesus.
I want you to be my Savior. I want a brand new life.
Yes.
I want to start afresh, start new. And let him dissolve all that sin, mm-hmm. the bondage, the guilt, the shame. Let him just lift it off. Let his liquid mm-hmm. love just fill you right now.
Yes.
And he gives you a brand new life, a brand new start. You know, even
that's
with
good.
Satanists, I had a friend who was involved in a big drug thing and murders, like mm-hmm. the people that she was with
yes.
were involved in murders. And she got out of it and came to the Lord. And there was like the company that she had kept before was chasing after her.
Yes.
But the Lord kept her totally safe.
Yes.
And that's another thing people need to know, that when
yes.
you come to the Lord, you do not
yes.
have to be afraid.
Anymore.
Rebecca... Uh-huh. She yeah. was kept safe, wasn't she?
Yeah, and you know what? Because God surrounds us with songs of deliverance, Psalm says. And Zechariah says, he's a wall of fire, and in the midst there I am. And I just know that he's given us dominion to subdue, and that every step we take belongs to us. And I believe this is our time this year that we are to enlarge the territory. And it really is like the tent stakes in the enemy's head and pinning down the darkness, because God's just looking for a few good men and a few good women. And I love what John F. Kennedy said. He says, if not you, then who? And if not now, then when?
When?
And, you know, I really feel like we have hit this crescendo where there's so much revelation. But we had talked earlier, but there's like that love revolution going on. And the word of God just wants to just really go even deeper into our hearts. And I'm talking to brothers and sisters that are saved, and you kind of feeling a little bit tossed left and right. And you're like, well, you know, somebody else will do it. God goes, no, I called you. And we're not to look to the left or to the right and try to compare ourselves with each other. Like, I could never do what you do. I mean, I know that. Like, I can, but that's not my call. Mm-hmm. You know, I can do some of the things that you do, but that's the point of the arrow God's given you, you know? And then I have gifts. So, but when we come together, God shoots us out of his quiver, and we're able to do the work that he has called.
That is so awesome.
And he's coming for his church.
That's just the air con.
Yes, I'm fine. I'm like, I'm ready. How about you? No, really. Can I tell you this really quick? I'm in Pakistan, and I'm doing a huge crusade. I think it was 9 or 10. And we had 180,000 people, and I was like, we did everything to keep back the... I got a gunman up on the roof. And I was like, how to get through? And I'm like, and the enemy entered in. And I just said, I really heard this in my spirit. What would you do if you died right now? I said, today's a good day to die. And I asked myself to that day, sometimes I'll go, you think if you died right now, a little girl would be okay? I'm like, no. Because I don't want to take no junk with me, you know? And you know what I'm saying? The biggest thing people are dealing with is unforgiveness.
Yeah.
Like unforgiveness. You don't feel like you're good enough. And I had shared earlier, but I really believe that God is calling forth the Davids. There's a generation waiting to rise up and to take your rightful position in the mm-hmm. army of God. But I can tell you right now, some of you may not want to make it because you will not submit to authority. Because, you know, so sadly, there's such a spirit of entitlement, even within ministries mm-hmm. and stuff. And it's like, no, you're called to be a servant of the Lord. And I came in today and I said, Patricia, how can I serve you? For those who wait upon the Lord, you will renew your strength. You will rise up like the wings, like eagles. And he said, this is a year where the lion roars and the eagle soars. And the lion's not the biggest animal in the land, but yet he is the most feared. He's the king of the jungle. Why? Because when he roars, 5 mile radius is disturbed. They can hear him. And you know, when I'm in meetings, I make my people roar, and they go, why do you do that? And I go, boom, boom, because I'm watching in the spirit realm thousands of curses poof, exploding, because he is the lion of the tribe of Judah. And when he roars, chains are going to break. Maybe some of you need to get up and start roaring in the spirit. You let the devil know, you're not taking my husband, you're not taking my wife, you're not taking my children, you're not taking my life. I'm not going to die of cancer. I'm not going to be fearful and disgusted and busted. I'm going to start speaking life into myself. What are you going to do when you're all by yourself? You got to encourage yourself. That's mm-hmm. what the book of Jude says. Stir up your most holy faith. Faith is risk. Mm-hmm. R-I-S-K. Get rid of the fear. Get rid of the bondage. Look, you've been engrafted into the kingdom of God. You are all that in a bag of chips, as they say. You're amazing in the kingdom. And I tell you right now, by the power and spirit of God, if I can do it, anybody can. Because I'm like, I'm the least in the kingdom. And yet he uses me. Yeah. And it blows my mind every day. I go to bed every night and go, wow. What a flippin' awesome rocket day. You're so good. People got saved on the plane. The turbulence was crazy coming in. I had two people get saved, one next to me and one in front of me. I'm like, bring it on, God. Let that plane hit. We'll get them all saved.
When you were speaking earlier about, you know, we have to kind of take the dominion over.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, because sometimes we just lay down and die, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's
come
like,
on.
Oh, life is hard and we just let it be hard.
Yeah.
But David, when he went into Ziklag, he saw everything had been taken, right? They just plundered him. And then his men came in behind him and condemned him. Now, that's a bad day. That's a really bad day when you've lost everything and then people condemn you for the loss. But it said David encouraged himself in the Lord.
Yeah.
He encouraged himself. There's nobody else around to encourage him. And he asked the Lord, he made inquiry, what do I do? And the Lord said, pursue, overtake, and recover all. And so he didn't just sit back and let the enemy take what he had. He just rose up, pursued, he overtook, and he recovered it all.
Ooh, I feel a conference coming out of that.
And I feel
that
that That's believers power. Today, yes. I mean, we've got the goods. We've
Come
got
on.
Christ in us,
yes, we
the
do.
Hope of glory. We've got the authority. Mm. But sometimes we just have to rise up. And I'm speaking to people in this room right now.
Yes.
And to those of you that are watching, I'm getting stirred myself, is that there are some of you that are facing really horrific things. And I know, I've we've all been there, okay? Yeah. And sometimes you can get discouraged to the point of, oh, no, not again. Oh, no, not another battle. Oh, no, not this. And you just kind of lean into it and let the battle take you over. But the Lord says, no, rise up right now. Pursue, overtake, and recover all. You are the head and not the tail. You're above
yes.
and not beneath. And God is great, and you are in Him. He is mighty, and you are in Him. He is all provision, and you are in Him. So everywhere He goes, including into your future, He takes you with Him. He is in you. You are in Him. Enjoy the fullness of who He is. Don't let the enemy trample you down. Just take the victory. It's yours. Hey, listen, we want to be able to answer questions if you have them. You might have a question on your heart that you want to ask Angela. You might have something that you want to even contribute to this conversation, maybe a testimony of your own. Feel free just to go on the chat and write out your testimony. We've got our team is on the chat, so they'll make sure that we get the question and that we'll be able to address that with you. Same with in the studio here. If there's anyone that has a question, feel free to write it out and just bring it up to the table here and submit it. We'd love to be able to help address those questions.
I think that is so awesome.
Yeah.
Because we should always have an answer. Amen.
Amen. I mean, well, Jesus has the answer
for sure. Yeah. So, but we still have to be ready for it.
Yeah.
But
absolutely.
I just want to take a second. This is really, every year we get the word. And my word this year is out of Deuteronomy 1. And God's, and so I'm just going to read a couple verses if that's okay. But I love it because verse 5 decrees, east of the Jordan in the territory of Moab, Moses began to expound this law saying, the Lord our God said to us at Horeb, you have stayed here long enough. I feel like I'm talking to somebody. You have stayed here long enough at this mountain. Break camp. So some of you need to break and shake off some of the things because you've been in that camp for too long. He said, and it's time to advance into the hill country of the Amorites and go to all the neighboring peoples within the mountains and the foothills and along the coast. And this is what he says, verse 8, see, I have given you this land. Go and take possession of it. I just feel like that's a word right now that we're talking
possess
about.
Possess and occupy.
Yes, because sometimes, Patricia, I'm learning. Because you know, I always tell people, if I don't know, I'll find out because I trust God to do the answering. Amen.
Right.
But I have learned that there are like fragments of people's lives from their past that they still hold on to. It's like even a thread.
Uh-huh.
And they're not able to get set free. And it's just such bondage. And when I read this year, I got so excited. The Lord spoke to me on the verse, January, but he said, read verse 7. And I just want to say that really quickly. Again, he says, break camp. And he was talking to me, daughter, break camp. It's time to advance my kingdom.
Come
it
on.
Is time to release overcomers. It's time to overtake the darkness. And it's time for the church to be the church. Everyone keeps talking about America and the crisis that we're in and all the difficulties with war and rumors of war and a new presidency and all these things. But I'm telling you, God is looking for a few good men and women that will rise up and be a voice that is crying out in the wilderness to prepare the way of the Lord. And we are that voice. Look, we live in the greatest nation in the world, but I say that everywhere we go, we really do. And we should be uplifting this nation right now in prayer. We should be uplifting our pastors, our evangelists, our teams, what we're working on.
Amen.
Because when united you stand, but divided, we're going to fall. And we can't keep blaming this and this. We've got to start taking ownership. I think that's really a key tonight. If you would take ownership of some of the things and go, you know what, God, I just got to let some of this go. I have more people getting physically healed. They go, I just didn't realize that bitterness would do that. I go, it will eat you like a cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Unforgiveness. I met so many Christians, they don't want to forgive. I'm like, you have to forgive. They go, people ask me all the time, how come you forgive? Because I'm like, when we did Folsom, I want to share this. One of the reasons I was very upset going in is that there was a booth that said Christian and gay is okay. I said, no, it's not. It's a false light. It's not light. And I said, God, is it true that some Christians actually could be compromising you when the Lord says, go look up on Facebook? There are Christians that have a little tag next to their names that say, oh, it's okay if you're homosexual, or you're a lesbian, if you're transgender, all these different things. People are thinking it's okay. But you know what? That's not what God created. Amen? And so I just want to encourage you. You can stand up for truth and justice. Who would have thought a few years ago when that came across my way and the Lord says, I said, well, somebody better do something about it. And I felt like the Lord says, well, tag, you're it. There you go. And here I am today.
There yes. you go. I mean, we need to be a voice for the yes, Lord, ma'am. For his truth, for his righteousness, because yes. he loves, like, for example, gays, transgenders. He loves them, you know, and we love them.
Yes.
But we love them enough to speak the truth, because you're not going to sit back and let someone drink poison.
No.
And know that they're drinking poison that's going to hurt their lives yes. and not address that in love to
of
help
course.
Them through. I just want to let you know also that as you're preparing to be a minister for the Lord, to share his love and get strong in yourself, we've got Katie Sousa. Many of you adore Katie Sousa. We do in our ministry. We just love her. And she's going to be coming in March, or no, February, actually really soon, to teach the School of Healing for the Soul. This is a certificate program. It's a two-day program that Katie is going to teach to show you how to get your soul cleansed and established in God, plumb line to his heart.
Yeah.
And it's really, really beautiful. You know, you just get rid of all the junk that's holding you back.
Come
so it's a certificate program with Patricia King Institute. And if you take this course, then down the road, because we are working at offering degrees out of the Institute, that your name will be in a database that you completed that course. It'll go towards credits for degrees down the road. So
that's
it's going to
awesome.
Be a great course to sign up for. If you can't be here in person, we do have it webcast for you. And if you can't be on the live webcast, when you register for the webcast, you can also get the archived version. So you can watch it whenever you want to and rewatch it whenever you want. So pray about joining us for that event. She's also going to be teaching on the spirit of Legion on the Saturday, an extra bonus day there. And so you might want to just connect in on that.
Yes.
But anyways, here's a question for you. Angela, I'm hearing a lot of talk and teaching about the courts of heaven. Can you comment on that as to if you have experience with the courts or what your thoughts about them are?
Well, yes, I can say that. Here's what I would tell you. I just keep everything really easy peasy because that's how I need to roll. But God is the true judge of heaven and earth, and he is primes. That's it. And so people will say, well, what about all the courts? Because there's so much teaching going on about that. And I really don't, I don't go too far out of the scope, if you will.
Right.
I go right to the King. When I'm dealing with people in the natural and going to courts and stuff, they go, what do you do? I said, I'm going to call on the King of Heaven. He's the true judge.
And it says you can boldly go before the throne of grace to obtain mercy and receive grace to help in time of need.
Yes. And so I stay very focused. So I want to encourage you with that, because even though, you know, because you can kind of get pulled, and I'm not saying swayed, but you can kind of get pulled off course.
Sure.
And so God is like, I just go to God. He's tagged, you're it. I mean, he is
I think
it.
Sometimes we complicate things a lot when it can be so simple.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one for you also. Do you have any advice for teaching children to fight darkness?
Absolutely.
Because sometimes children have bad dreams and nightmares, and they, you know, this younger generation, they're seers. There's a lot of them that are, they see in the spirit. So how do you teach them to fight darkness?
Well, I almost teach it. Them to fight darkness like I do an adult, because it's in the book of Proverbs. And I really at night, like I have our kids, they anoint their heads and they pray and ask God to give them rest and to release their angels. And I'm training up our kids all over the world. I'm training them to be equipped in the Holy Spirit so that they don't have a fear. Because I have people write and they go, my kids are dealing with the boogeyman and all this dark stuff. And the children are being bombarded by it, but they're getting it, whether it's in school, even if they're homeschooled. There is so much demonic activity, yeah, even within the neighborhood. And I'm telling you, the Seer children are very, very sensitive.
They're very sensitive.
Very, yeah, sensitive. And so I just tell people, you need to get them armed and dangerous. You need to get them bold as a lion. Just because they're 5 years old don't mean that they can't move stuff. Mm-hmm. Because I have more kids. People are getting delivered. They go, I was healed of cancer and then had gold laying all over me. I'm like, yep, how were they, 4 or 5? They go, uh-huh. I'm like, exactly. Because, mm-hmm, they don't even know what they're doing. But they have that childlike faith, mm-hmm, to believe in God. And so I have a lot of parents asking that question, and that's what I tell them. I pray with, you know, I tell the parent, pray with your kid. Talk to them about God. Talk to them about the angels. If you're not sure, tap into what Patricia's doing here with the angels, mm-hmm, course. That's, you're doing a course coming up. I think it's going to be good for adults, but definitely
and
amazing
for children.
And we actually
have coming up the Glory School for Children.
Oh, there you
coming
go.
Coming up in March.
There you go,
and
in
you
March.
Can bring your children and also take the adult Glory School at the same time. They're running simultaneously, so that's kind of a good combo. But I do think children really need to know the focus of light,
yeah,
how life is beautiful, yeah, and lovely and,
yeah,
and good, and God is good. And, you know, when you help children focus on the light, and they, yeah, learn that light is more powerful,
yeah,
than darkness.
Always.
Like,
yeah,
even a little lesson is, yeah, take a child into a dark room and just turn on the light,
yep,
and ask them, where's the darkness? And it's gone.
None, yeah.
There is none,
that's,
right?
That's
so if
good.
They can translate, yes, that into the spirit, that's helpful.
And that's that oil again. It's the oil. That's the,
there's
right, something about the anointing oil in the book of James, but it helps them to understand that they have an authority if they're 3 years old or 50.
Right.
And
that's
it's,
great.
It's good.
Here's one. Hi, Angela and Patricia. Many teen girls I know, my daughter knows, are calling themselves he.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't know this,
mm-hmm,
including a close friend of hers. How do we war against this? What do you say? What do you do? They are turned off by Christian, and as a result, God.
Well, of course they're turned off by Christians because, sadly, so many times we don't know what to do. And we have a generation right now that is in a transgender confusion. I mean, even bathrooms now, male and female can go into any bathroom anywhere in America, because I've just had this happen twice in the past month. And so they're so confused. But when you have kids that are 9, 10, and 12 years old going, no, I think I was supposed to be born a boy, just call me he, you know, then you know that you're in trouble and you need to get out, you need to pray, you need to fast, you need to get a prayer team around you and say, look, we've got to attack this now. Because if you allow it to keep going, because it's scary. I mean, mm-hmm, if you were honest, it's a scary times that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we don't want our son or our daughter to think that they're in a wrong gender. But, you know, the world has embraced, if you don't like what you are and you think you should be something different, just go have surgery and change your name and call it a day.
It says in the Bible, God is not the author of confusion.
Ever.
And it's pretty easy to tell if you're a boy or a girl.
Yeah.
There's just different organs,
yeah,
you know?
Well, yeah.
And, I mean, it's very easy to sex a child.
But it's scary.
They are sexed when they're born, although now they're trying to wait,
yep,
and let the child choose their own sex.
Yes.
But it's confusion. I mean, God is not the author of confusion.
It's chaotic confusion.
And he is our creator.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think, like, if people are going to be turned off by Christians,
mm-hmm,
we have to ask why.
Yes.
Is it because we're obnoxious in the way that we are, mm-hmm, sharing with them,
mm-hmm,
and cruel and unloving?
Yeah.
Or is it because they're turned off by what they don't want to hear?
Yes.
Those are two different things. And I don't know about you,
mm-hmm,
but I'm not compromising.
Oh, no.
I'm not compromising. I'm going to, in love, live out the truth. One,
yes,
day we all stand before God.
Yes.
And I'm going to stand before him saying, I believed your word.
Yep.
And I stood on your word, and, mm, I proclaimed your word,
yes,
and I trusted you.
Mm-hmm.
And it has already been proven a really,
yep,
good way to live. Even,
yep,
sociologists, when I was back in college 35, 40 years ago, or more now, mm, when I think of it, it's like that was part of the statistics, was sociologists had determined that people that live by Bible standards lived healthy lives,
mm-hmm,
you know, and,
oh,
so,
yes,
why would we want to do anything to harm,
yeah,
the health,
yeah,
of ourselves and of culture?
Yeah.
So,
but there are spirits here. Can I say that real
we
quick?
Need to speak the truth, and some people will love it, some people will hate it.
Yeah.
I don't think we can be concerned right now
about the
popularity that we have. Just be honest.
Yes.
Just be truthful.
And the love thing. And when you are dealing with these type of situations, I find everything goes, it just rocks with prayer. And I grab friends. And when you start to pray, God starts to move and you stand until you get the breakthrough. And it really is, like you said, it really is about the love. And that's what is so cool about being armed and dangerous in God, because of the prophetic anointing.
And that's a teaching that
knowledge.
You have, by the way.
Yes.
Armed and dangerous. It's a teaching that Angela has that you can get on her website.
Yes.
And what's your website?
It's angelagreenick.com.
There you go. Okay.
I think I said it right.
Okay, here's okay. another question. Mm-hmm. Can you ask Angela if she believes there are modern Nephilim?
Yes.
Okay. There's the answer. We are not going to go in any more into that tonight. If you want more information on the Nephilim, you can go on our website. Randy Domain has written an excellent book called The Nephilim Agenda, and the follow-up one, The Nephilim Resurgence. We carry both those books.
Good.
They are mentioned in the Bible. They're like, you know, giants. It's kind of a complicated thing, but they're definitely from the dark side and loose in the last days.
Yep.
Okay, next question. Why is it so easy to see the dark side but not the light? Example, angels. I don't know about you, but I actually find it easier to see the light. I don't like even talking about darkness.
Yeah.
I don't like talking about the enemy schemes very much. Mm-hmm. I try to stay away from that. I love talking about how God delivers, He sets free, how the angels are at work. So I think one answer to this could be that if you focus on the light, you empower the light. So
yes, and I agree to that. Because that's, I notice a lot of people say that, well, why isn't it that I, because it's like a child again. How do you fight that, you know, that demonic spirit? Because you teach them about the angels, you teach them about God's word, even at a young age, and you teach them that the word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword, cuts through the bone and marrow, you know, and it really is about speaking, decreeing out the word. Like, I'm a real believer in that, and it is about getting people ready for what's coming. And I meet a lot of Christians, and they go, all I ever see is the demons, and I don't see angels, and because, you know, well, you know me, and my whole thing is the love of God and the light of God. But I do see the darkness, but I don't dwell on it at all.
And I feel for people that see a lot of darkness, because when you see in the spirit, it's not something that you ask for.
It
just like shows up. It's not like, oh Lord, let me see demons. Who would pray that prayer?
Pray that prayer.
I mean, nobody would want to, right? Because who wants it? But if you are seeing a lot of that realm, sometimes it comes in with childhood, so it might mean that you need some healing in your soul, and maybe the teaching that we're about to do with Katie might be helpful.
That would be
very helpful. Ones like that.
Yes.
But the other thing that could really help you is just seek God for the light, and not out of anxiety, not saying, oh, I want to see an angel. Oh, I want to see the light. Oh, I want to see this. Never get anxious, because when you get into anxiety and striving, or that fear element that's working on the inside, it actually blocks you.
Yeah.
But just start worshiping Jesus, who is light, and start focusing on the goodness of His light that is in you and around you all the time, whether you can see it or not.
Exactly.
The more you focus on that, the more aware you will be of the light, and it'll start to come. You'll start to have visitation of light.
Yeah.
So, and when darkness comes, you know, if you see a demon or something, go to the Lord right away and say, Lord, tell me what you want me to do about that. But turn your face towards Him. Don't dwell on the darkness. Go to God right away.
Yes.
And that'll help you as well. So I hope those tips help.
They
want to, We're going to have you pray for everyone in just a moment.
Okay.
I want those of you that need to be set free in an area or that need just light in an area of your mind, of your heart, because I feel that some of you are tormented. I'm going to have Angela, who carries tremendous authority, I'm going to have her pray for you. But before that happens, because we're going to wrap up the show shortly, I want to invite you to offer, there's a free will offering, so don't feel any pressure. But we want to reach those in darkness.
Yes.
But how many of you know that it is a huge massive budget that it takes to go into these different places in the world. Even our outreach into Vegas was very, very costly. Yes. Other places that we're going are Global Harvest, where we go into Muslim areas and Hindu areas and areas where people are bound by occultism and things like that, is that it takes finance to do it.
Yes.
And we would love to invite you to sow into the light. We love supporting Angela, what she's doing to reach the loss. And as a ministry, we touch many other ministries. We donate because we believe in a generous heart being blessed. And so we donate to a lot of different ministries that are out there in some of the darkest places in the world.
Yes.
It's our privilege to do so, to give them support. So could I ask you to please wholeheartedly, with a passion for God, for the advancement of His kingdom, just offer a donation for taking light into the darkness. And if you push that donate button or the gift button there, that'll take you to our donate page. And it gives you options on where you want to give. And there's a section called Global Harvest.
Yes.
And that will help us get the gospel out into some of the darkest areas in the world, not only by being on the ground, but through media. And as you know, media is very, very costly, but it's very important. It reaches so many people. Again, this is free will offering. We don't want anyone to feel pressured, but we sow into you and we love it. It costs us a lot of money to do broadcasts like this and to bring guests to you and that, but we love it because we love you. We make an investment into you. And we want to give you the blessing of making an investment back because it'll enlarge your life and give you an opportunity to know the goodness of the Lord. I also want to invite you that if you enjoy this ministry and we have been blessing you and you know, you have been fed by this ministry. Would you pray about being a monthly partner? You know, we can do so much with just a whole lot of people giving a little bit of money every month. We reach the nations of the world. We're in over 170 nations. We impact. We reach over 30 million people every month with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So it's our privilege to do that. But it takes partnership because there's not one of us that can do it alone.
No.
We need to be together to do it. So would you pray about becoming a partner with XP Ministries? We would really love that. Now, Angela, you are such a blessing to us. And we pray over you that in these coming days, as you put your hand to the work of God and release that heartbeat of love to the masses out there. And I know that you're planning on going back into Pakistan, which is a very dangerous territory in the natural, but nothing can keep you from that place because you love the people so much and the investment you've made into media there and everything. You're going back into San Francisco again to reach the people in the porn industry and into the different venues where there's, you know, the psychics and the Satanists and all of that. Wow, so many of us don't do that. But you're doing it, and we cheer you on. And I pray that even any of you watching or any of you in this room that want to partner with Angela's ministry, we highly recommend that and would just cheer you on in doing that. So thank you so much for joining us on the call tonight. But can you look into your camera and just pray a deliverance prayer, an authority decree over those who are bound so that they can know freedom in Christ tonight?
Yes, but can I be myself?
Yes, you can be yourself.
Okay, good. Let's play. Order me. Father, I bind up every lying spirit and I command you to shut up. Lord, I loose right now truth into the airwaves. I just see thousands of fathers and mothers that are bound and steeped. And they're bound because they don't know what to do for their children. They're bound in pornography. They're bound by fear. Oh, Rama! Satan, you're going to let them go. No reign, no authority. And you will bow right now because God says that you will bow. Lord, I thank you right now that we are buying up that lying spirit. I'm coming against that perverse whoredom and also that seducing spirit that is pulling millions and millions and millions of people into the utter shatters of darkness. But Lord, all all it takes is that one light, and that light beams into heaven. And before you know it, the light shines everywhere. And Lord, I loose light and love and healing and faith to increase in the name of Jesus. I decree boldness over you. I decree that you are going to arise and shine, for the light has come. That light is in you. It's on you. It's all over you. And it will increase every day. I hear the Lord saying, fear not, for I am with you. I believe that I'm talking to many evangelists right now, that you have put your hands off of the plow, and God says you have got to put your hands back to the plow. Plow spell is P-L-O-W, and it has to do with the poor, the lost, the orphan, and the widow. It is time to get back there and plow those grounds, sow the seed, whatever it is that you need to do to go see the kingdom changed. And I can tell you this by the Spirit of God, while you're about God's business, he will be about yours. He never leaves one child behind. He never leaves one prayer unanswered. You may feel like you've been left behind, but you have not been left behind. Sometimes we just got to shake it off and rise up and become that man or woman that God has called us to be. Listen, we are living in the greatest days of our lives, and God is just wanting to bombard you with so much love. And I release the spirit of adoption where you cry out, Abba, Father. No
Thank
fear,
you, Daddy.
But faith. No heaviness and bondage and crying, but joy and peace and love. You know, I know as I'm praying, I'm telling you, I know by the Spirit, thousands of people just been delivered out of pornography.
Amen.
And I see families coming and being restored.
Thank
and Lord
you,
says,
Lord.
You know what? We have got to take on. We are the church. We are amazing. And we must take on things head on now. And we won't compromise.
Mm-hmm.
You can't compromise. Don't compromise God, because a little here and a little leaven mm-hmm. leavens it out. And so I've just been really honored to be in your homes tonight. And she's the coolest superhero chick ever. And she is all that and then some. And thank you for having me today, that we did the programs, and just for being
you,
together.
Angela, you are just awesome.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us
yes.
from all over the world. You are so beautiful, so
yes.
lovely. And you're loved with an everlasting love.
Yes.
You really, really are. So go and share that message with the whole world that you live in. Your realm of influence is waiting to know the love of Jesus Christ. God bless you, and hope to see you next time.
That's good. And now we go, bam, we're it.
Good job.